Nebraska Extension Almanac.
NASA's conducting some precise weather experiments with the help of the Eastern Nebraska Research, Extension, and Education Center near Meade. Dr. Robert Swapp from NASA explains the research being done is to better understand the convection between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere with respect to agriculture.
I'm out here today to take a look ahead of a field campaign that we're going to be running and overflying this particular part of the country called WMSI, West Coast Heartland Hyperspectral Microwave Sounder Intensive Experiment. It's a mouthful, but we call it WMSI. And I'm out here today to take a look at some of the facilities that we were able to install out here. Trailer from the University of Wisconsin, part of our partnership. They have a high spectral resolution LIDAR. And next to that, a little white box in the front, that is a box, a LIDAR, a wind cube LIDAR, which allows us to look at the wind speed in three dimensions near the surface of the Earth up to about 10 kilometers. And that's being provided by Vaisala, the company that's based out of Colorado. And right here, we have a flux tower, a micromet flux tower that does both trace gases, but also gives us an understanding of the wind. And why we're out here in this particular area is that we are studying new instrument techniques, observation techniques, to help us better understand the connection between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere just above it. We call that the planetary boundary layer. With respect to why are we here, what's the importance of the boundary layer and understanding the processes of the boundary layer with respect to agriculture, we know that things are changing, and we know that the dynamics, how quickly the boundary layer grows or decays or doesn't decay, can have an impact on water stress on plants. Okay, for farmers, that's very important. If you got new crop or you're getting ready to harvest and you're putting incredibly more stress on the plant, that can be a challenge. And the other thing too, for rangeland management, we know that at nighttime, if we don't have that boundary layer collapse and we have these heat domes build, we know that's an added stress to their product as well. So what we're interested in is that we need to better understand this dynamic surface that connects the ground to the atmosphere, and through which energy is transferred. We have to understand how those dynamics are changing. Why Nebraska? Why this particular facility? The University of Nebraska-Lincoln, with the NREC site, has a storied career here. It's more than 20 years of observations that take place. You have an incredible insight and understanding to the longitudinal nature of changes on this facility. And it's very important for people like ourselves that don't have the luxury of being in the same place, same time, much like you all have been for 2+ decades, to be able to take our intensive experience and experiment and couch our observations within your longer-term understanding. Given the fact that we have this growing relationship between universities and the Heartland, especially University of Nebraska-Lincoln with the HEART Project, the Heartland Environmental Alliance for Resilience and Transformation, and a partnership we have with the University of Wisconsin by supplying equipment, and the University of Iowa, which will be providing the aircraft that will be flying the instruments from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This is an opportunity to really capture and realize the potential that exists in this part of the country.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.